could go to lunch.
Well, we have a quorum. Present, it is 1 o'clock. Would you please take the podium and explain your position and why you feel the way you do?
Are we recording?
Yes, thank you.
Jewel, you are being recorded, okay. And you are being mainstreamed out on the, what do you call it, computer network?
Can I just give this to you? Can I just give this to you so you can read it so you'll understand what I'm saying?
You can give me whatever you want.
Did you give the information to the county clerk? They've scanned in. We'll have it up on the screen here if you've given all that information to them.
The county clerk's office first.
Mm-mm. No, they just brought me over here.
What is it you're carrying?
Well,
I just want to show you what.
That's the lot right there, see? It's uneven. That's my lot right here. So the 25 would be there and there and there. It's not like a square lot. That's it. It's a drainage pit, really. There's my taxes from last year.
Okay.
And I guess I need to give this to him to show them.
The assessed valuation last year.
They tripled it, see? I couldn't figure out why they tripled it.
5310.
How many sheets today are
not containing all the information like they were?
I think we're punching the wrong button. We
can't tell anything, but these are worthless.
Right, it didn't show you last year.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't show us the basis on the houses and the lots and everything down here and what rate and all that on them.
Okay.
Residents are $5,000.
What's wrong. This is a house that's on the other side. This is all their property. My property is down here in a drainage ditch.
I'll make a recommendation to lower this back to $15,000.
I'll move that we lower the value of this down to $15,000.
The appraised land to $15,000?
Yes.
Second.
Can I ask why? For what reason?
Because I looked at a lot here next to it. There was a $15,000, $16,000, and hers does lay in a wedge, and that gets her front foot.
It's in a ditch.
I've been there.
Yeah. You got to have...
And a reminder, just hit me when I open the map.
You've got to have stilts to build a house on her.
You've actually just got three good lots that lay up in that.
Wait a minute. I'm going to withdraw my motion for a second. You're saying the appraised land at $15,000?
Yes.
Is that what it was last year?
That's lower than it was last year.
That's okay with me. You see that wedge there? That blue line, that angle line is going right down the bottom of a draw.
I'm in a drainage ditch.
It's a drainage ditch with a huge tile.
You could not even build a house. I've been trying to sell it for 4 years and I can't sell it.
When we reassessed it, we give her that whole front footage basically along that road.
You price it off your footage. We had a problem last week with the front footage calculations.
Okay, that's what I was trying to understand. So.
And
it drains down as high there to just drain.
The only good building location she got is in the top of the arrowhead there, those three lots up there. And it appears those others are on for $5,600, $6,000, that type, those other three there.
So right there is on at...
$1,080, which would be $5,000
something. About $5,000. That one? It's
about $5,000, a little over
$5,000. Okay.
A little over $5,000.
So those three lots up from...
Right up in the top of the wedge is the only thing fit to build on.
Okay.
Right. So is that fronted calculation, you guys ran across that?
We just seen a huge size, and we shouldn't have done it. I agree with Mrs. Schroeder.
I'm not complaining about my house. They raised my house for her. Remember, that goes to the school, you know? Houses should be raised, but not that.
You going to reinstate your motion, Dave? Or?
Well, if we do the three lots at $5,000 each, just like the neighboring lots, then is the other actually no value?
I'd say it's unbuildable.
Okay.
I've been there. It's steep, and There's a big culvert about where you see the point of that.
I mean, I didn't know if it was worth $1,000 or $2,000 for privacy or
could be.
Anything like
could
that.
Could be in green space.
What was this? Well, the assessed was $13,000 last year.
Last year?
Or no, it's this year. I'm sorry. I'm $5,310 last year. So that'd be $25,000.
Be $25,000, yes.
Roughly.
So it's 15. You're good with 15? You're good with 15?
Yes, sir. I've been on location and.
I move that the assessor's recommendation be accepted and that the appraised property be valued at $15,000.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. I'll abstain. I was going to ask what the other vacant properties around there, but I didn't speak quick enough.
The other vacant properties along on this other side is not comparable to what she's talking about. Just the three lots up there you see above her is the only thing that's really comparable to her upper part of that lot.
Who was our second on that?
Jim.
Jim. Thank you.
You'll get mailed something.
You'll get something in the mail.
Okay.
It will confirm it.
Thanks.
Can we try to go ahead and do the 2 o'clock now? And
now this one's not going to be close. This is the first one that we've had in 342 on the Tanicomo Terrace in Hollister. We've been hearing all over from the people over here in Forsyth that they have them for far less.
We've had gobs of these in Hollister.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the people who've been coming in from Forsyth, we've had
lots of these at Hollister. We had one this morning.
Go get that. They've got the wrong.
We don't get last year's comparable on our form.
We've had more from Hollister than we have from Forsyth.
Yeah.
I didn't think we had.
Yeah, they don't help us. The form doesn't help us. And the breakdown square footage or anything.
Oh, they printed the
property last year versus
condo.
Yes, I'm. Thank you.
One this morning.
This is Donna Neely with the Tooney County Board of Equalization. We're calling a little bit early, but can you go ahead and visit with us?
Yes. I just got home from work, so that's okay.
Okay. I just want to let you know that you're currently being recorded, and you're also live on the internet.
Whoa.
We're also showing the appraisal for your land is at I'm sorry, for your property is $80,037. That's for the record.
Okay.
And Bob Rose is our chairperson. He'll take over.
Is that normally take it half time?
Yes, Marlon, no. See if we have all this right. In other words, you paid $70,000 for it, but back 10 years ago.
Yes, sir, correct.
And what we've been getting is that the properties in there, although they haven't been selling too well in a lot of places, have gone from...
Oh, they aren't selling well in here.
But what there has gone from $80,000 to $100,000, and yours is assessed at only $80,000. So,
okay.
I guess the first thing we want to know is why that should be changed.
Well, I have a question for you before. Well, I just think that $200 was too much of a jump for our taxes for the way the economy is. They aren't selling. And I just thought that was a big jump, $200 at one time.
I think everybody here on the board had at least that much. But I understand it. That's a concern of a lot of people.
Okay. And then President, I have a question for you before we go on so I won't forget it.
Okay.
I understand that there are some residents here that have appeals and or come out there or by phone or whatever. And my question is, can you lower one person in this condo unit without lowering everybody? Because they're all the same.
We could equalize it. In other words, you've gone on the assumption that theirs would be just as fair as yours, and then
that's
they've...
Right.
And that's what we try to do, is to even them up. Yes, we could lower one...
I know that one person came out there in person, and got his lowered. And my question is, in talking to some other people here, how can they lower one person without lowering everybody when we're all the same here?
I'm going to speak from memory here. I don't remember the details exactly, but we did lower one over there because he was being assessed as having a garage and I think a boat slip, and he did not have and has not had, and so therefore we lowered it because of the value of the garage on his unit.
Okay.
Or carport. Well, I'm not sure, carport or garage.
Their carport, yes. But can't you lower every...
Well, if the other people have their boat slip or their carport, they should be taxed on it.
Assessed.
Okay, yeah, I don't have a boat slip.
You have a carport?
I have a carport.
And you think...
He also has a carport, the person I'm talking about, and he got his lowered.
Well, who are you talking about so that we could compare it?
I don't want it to get back to him, but it's our president of the board here.
Who is that?
We can look up our records here and see what the reasoning was. If you
Joe Porter.
Porter?
Porter.
Have to see
and he's the president of our board, and I feel like he should have gone to bat for all of us, not just for himself.
Do you remember that? I'm going to pull up my old paperwork here.
Yeah, we're pulling our old paperwork on that to see the reasoning.
Do you have any idea what the number of Mr.
Well, Porter we're going to look at that, sir.
Porter.
I'm sure he's not the only one that's been over there.
No, we had another one this morning, ma'am.
That's what I thought.
I had two or three or four last week.
That's what I thought. So, do you understand my question?
Well,
how can you lower theirs and not lower mine?
We have to find the details of the decision so that we can give you a proper answer.
Okay.
I know we did not lower all of them, ma'am.
And why is that? Because the sales
value that we have to go by on comparable shows that that's the value.
Do you know how long ago Mr. Porter was before us?
That first week.
First week?
Oh, he was over there when we first got our notices in the mail, however long
what day?
The first day.
I'm sure he's lost.
Okay.
He's not going to let this go without having some appeal.
Okay, Porter.
What's the number?
I'm looking here. It was not on the 17th or the 18th, so it'd have to be the...
Okay, he's BOE number 060119.
0119?
Yes,
060119.
Tell you what day we did.
Here it is, up down mine.
119 or 19?
Okay, he does not have a garage, he does not have a boat dock is what he told us.
Well, he must be renting a carport van.
What my information I show down is that he does not have a garage, he does not have a boat dock, and okay. We were charging him for a garage.
Okay, and you reduced his residential from 15,000 to 10.
Well, I don't have a boat slip either. I don't have an RV space, but I do have a carport.
Isn't that lowered down to 72,000 appraised?
You lowered him to 14,250 assessed value.
14,250 times 5, 72,000. So what we did was we took off the carport, a value of $8,000 off of his, is because he could prove that he did not own a carport or a boat slip. That's what my notes show.
Okay. Well, I don't have a boat slip, and I don't have an RV slip. I do have a carport.
Okay.
Okay, we will discuss this and go over the paperwork with him, and you'll be notified by mail within a few days.
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
You're not going to go over this with Porter.
No.
Just a second. Okay. Mr. Stray and him.
Ma'am, I'd like to make a comment on how you wonder why one individual property might be lowered. Most of the time, that comes with an obsolescence factor that the assessor is not aware of. We had one complex come in and said that their particular condo had damage to the kitchen floors. We had one condo owner come in and said he had a problem with the sewer smell in his condo and they could not get rid of it and actually blamed the city here in front of this board. So those condos can be lowered with an obsolescence factor that is not relevant to other condos in an association.
Is he talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I was just going to tell you. I was just trying to answer the questions.
Yes,
can you hear me now?
Yes.
I was trying to answer the question on how one could be lowered beyond others.
Did you find that one?
And taking into consideration some other condo complexes that have come in and argued, they had an obsolescence or a physical deterioration of their floors. A smell of sewage was in one condo, unexplainable sewer smell. And this board had lowered it, not to a significant amount, but they lowered it to show that there was a problem. So, yes, there is certain individual condos that might get lowered away from a full complex, but there is normally evidence presented that will show that on record.
Marilyn?
Well, my understanding, we don't even own these carports. We're leasing them. Did you ever hear that before?
Yes, we have. We've heard that argument.
Okay, I don't own this carport. I lease it. That's what I've been told. So that's the only thing I have.
Now, are you saying that Mr. Porter does have a carport the same as you do?
Well, maybe he... Oh, guys, is this going to get back to him?
No.
Well, if he's listening to the Internet, it will.
Well, he could be listening to you now if he's... He's on the Internet.
Well, I don't know what he has. I'm sorry. I don't know what he has. I just know that his condo is the same as the rest of them.
And
I don't know what he has beyond that. I'm sorry.
His value for the condo is the same as yours, I believe. All we did is reduced his because of the garage of what the information he gave us.
Okay, that's okay, but... I guess my complaint is $200 is a big jump for one-time increase in taxes when you can go out and buy a home 9 years old with less property taxes, which I've already looked at, than you're charging us here in Hollister. And I didn't understand that. You can buy a 9-year-old home, less property taxes in Cannon County, for what you're charging us on these condos.
Ma'am, it all depends on the condition of the house and the location. There's lots of properties that you can buy around that have less taxes, but, you know, depends on the location and the type of construction and the condition of the house. There's no doubt that you could buy, you know, a 9-year-old house. But
these condos are 24 years old. They're falling apart. I mean... I'm sorry, they are. The maintenance has gone down on them, and they're 24 years old, and I just didn't understand the $200 increase, but it's probably not going to do me any good, but I wanted to talk to you about it.
I'll tell you one other thing, too, that we haven't considered.
Okay.
You may have read in the paper where our assessor and the commissioners have been in trouble, in a sense, with the state. They're withholding tax money because they maintain that.
On the news about that, yes.
In other words, the state has maintained and has been charging us, giving us less money, because they say we are not assessing high enough. Now, part of what's happened this year is trying to equalize this to bring places back. I think if you take this rule of thumb, take what you would sell your place for, if you were going to sell it today, and take 19% of that, which is what the state says we should be assessing it. And if your figure, and I don't think you'll find it, I think you paid, eight?
I paid 600 and some last year.
In other words, at roughly 80,000 times 0.19 would be equal to a 15,200, and that's just about exactly what you are, isn't it? For the assessment, $15,210.
Okay.
So.
Okay. When will they be reassessed again? Because I'm selling before I, for another reassessment increase.
Well, the chances are very much so that the taxes will probably go down in 2011.
Every 2 years, ma'am.
Because the sales are at less and less, and that's what they base this on, is the actual sales. And see, in your area, they still show.
They do?
Well, in other words, it's as of January 1st this year.
Nice. We have building building 8 over here that has 5 condos for sale. And they've been, some of them for sale for about a year, I think.
And what are they trying to sell? What are they selling them for?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
But, ma'am, we have to base it on stuff that has sold, not what's on the market. And then it has to be what was sold during 2007 and 2008.
I appreciate your time. I know this probably didn't do any good, but I did want to ask you that one question I asked.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry to take up your time.
No problem.
Thank you.
As long as I live here, I'll have to say whatever you say I have to say. Thank you very much for calling me back.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Bye.
Before I make a motion, that we've heard two or three people said that the association owns the carports. Is there a way for us to get into the bottom of that?
I checked on that, and they have a 99-year lease.
Okay.
When they sell their condo, they sell their lease with their condo. If somebody buys their condo and does not want their lease, then they have to sell it to somebody else in the condo association. They can't sell it to an outsider.
So they purchased the lease for basically
it adds value to the condo because
basically it's taxable to them.
Okay. I will move that we deny this request. BOE number 060342.
Is there a second?
I'll second it. Huh? Did you second it or I second it?
No, I was getting ready to say based on the one we did this morning.
Just yeah, I second it.
So two are right there together, the same amount. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 5-0. We were consistent on these two today.
Dr. Rose, I don't think there's anything else. Are we good with everything except the ones that we've tabled? That
yeah, you guys don't want to address those two others.
Right.
And you're taking care of everything else.
What about Mr. Wallace? Did he cancel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he canceled.
He's rescheduled.
Well, rescheduled, yeah.
Rescheduled.
All righty.
How about a recess, sir?
Not a recess. We're going to adjourn. So ordered.
Recess for Monday or whatever.
Thursday at 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Gentlemen.